Welcome to Local SEO Today, a weekly podcast dedicated to business owners that cover topics in search engine optimization, advertising mediums, sales and marketing strategies, best practices, and latest trends in the digital marketing landscape. Brought to you by Roger Murphy and John Vong of Local SEO Search, based in Toronto, Canada.
Welcome to Local SEO Today. I'm Roger Murphy.
And I'm John Vaughn.
We want to welcome you to our podcast today. We want to talk about email, John, email marketing, and some myths out there that people think or have in their mind about email marketing.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who say they're effective, some that say they're not. Do they even open emails? I mean, there's a lot of talk out there, and yeah. As a business owner, what's reality, right? So what we're going to talk about is six of them,
sure.
Which we believe are really myths out there.
Mm-hmm.
The first one we're going to talk about is email marketing is dead.
Mm. Everyone, 90% of us check our emails every day. So if you think of it, you have an engaged audience that's looking at something you'd be pushing out to them. So it's not dead, but now we want to be effective about it, right?
So there's always going to be business owners or people, your customers, they have multiple email addresses because they're free, right? And depending on what email address you were provided, because there's going to be an email list that is more spam versus ones that they actually check on a regular basis. So you want to be on that list of active email.
Yes, quality.
Because me and you, I probably have over 10 email addresses, right? Three of them are probably just for spam that I'll give out to every single vendor out there just to be on their list to get some sort of deal or promo, right?
There you go.
But there's ones that I actually actively check.
Now, one of the myths is that people feel emails are all spammy. That is, some are, but that is not the truth, because if it's a quality email, John, it actually will get through. But that is the trick and the technique that you as a business owner or entrepreneur, you've got to really spend time to put a quality offer out there, because it will be engaging.
Yeah, so the number two thing is it spammy. So make sure you're speaking to the audience, make sure you're bringing value, and make sure you actually are giving something up, right? So what's the purpose of this email? Is it just to let people know what's going on in your business? Is there a new product? Is there a new employee or staff that's coming on board? Like, it has to be something of essence for someone to actually open up, right? And then whenever they are coming to you again, they'll mention it, right? Or the whole purpose is really, why are you sending out this email?
Exactly. And emails are really broken down. There's emails to your existing clients that have already done business with you.
Yes.
And there's other emails basically lead gen, which is people have maybe filled out a form on your website or something they're inquiring about some information.
Exactly. So, you know, you're going to write content or images
based on
who your audience is,
exactly.
Right? Active clients versus prospects, I would say.
Exactly.
Right? So number three is unsubscribing that list is a bad thing. So is it bad if people are unsubscribing your email?
It sounds like it is, but that's just a myth, because the truth is, you'll have a cleaner list of people that are still very interested in your product or your service.
Yeah, so scrubbing that list to just have engaged, active people that are actually interested in your product or service, it actually becomes a way better list.
Yes, it does.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it becomes quality.
Because if you have thousands of emails that are not interested in your product, what's the point of having quantity but not quality?
Exactly. I'd rather have more engagement, higher open rates, better click-through rates, and which should translate to more leads or sales eventually, right?
And any offers you put out are aligned more with someone who's active and interested in your product, your service. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's number three. The fourth thing is there a magic day or time to send emails? Really? I mean, you can read as much online as possible as to your industry, when's the best time, mm-hmm. but really figure out who your audience is.
Exactly.
Right? Who's that demographic and test it.
Exactly.
Try different days, try different times
of day
and see what works, mm-hmm. what has the best conversion rate, exactly. right? Click-through rate, open rate.
It'll be through testing.
Exactly.
But if you think of it, here's an idea. If you have a demographic, let's say you have a product or service tailored to moms, mothers of the household, they will be opening their emails extremely early in the morning, getting the day started before the kids are up. That is a more effective time to reach them. But what if it's a business owner? John, we're in business, we get emails all day long. If you're trying to be efficient, how do you work your emails?
Yeah, so depending on who's emailing you, right? Mm-hmm. So if it's an active customer, depending on the urgent situation, sure. I'll respond immediately.
Yes.
But, you know, I try to stay away from technology when I'm at home, mm-hmm. Just because, you know, you get better rest and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But with email, you know, you have the ability to check it anytime. Yep. It always pops up, right? You're getting hundreds of emails daily, so you just have to figure out who your audience is, mm-hmm. and who do you want to, you know, attract, right?
And my point is that as a business owner, when we're trying to be efficient with our time and get our business looked after, emails you'll get to at certain times of the day. It might be the end
breaks,
of the day.
Lunches.
Break time, exactly. So you as a marketer sending these emails out, you're just thinking, okay, is my typical client a mother, someone running a household? Is it a business owner? Is it a service-based business who's on the road all day, a contractor? Who is your type of clientele?
Yeah, so figure that out and test it, mm-hmm. right? I think we're at number five now.
Okay.
So is long subject lines a negative thing? Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it is, but it's a myth.
It is a myth.
Yeah.
So as long as you're making it as generic or as natural as possible, mm-hmm. and you're speaking to the audience,
yes.
and making it insightful, so something that's actually a benefit,
yes.
or value or something,
yeah.
It actually has a better impact for your mm-hmm. business.
Mm-hmm.
So don't just keep it short. The longer it is, actually has a better conversion rate.
Yeah, I think we're seeing numbers between 61 and 70 characters,
yeah.
can be effective. That sounds like a long introduction line or a subject line, but it is just a myth. That actually could work for you.
So it's very similar to Google, right? People mm-hmm. are now spending more time writing multiple long tail keywords because they
sure,
want
sure.
find information.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're more targeted in terms of a subject line of exactly what you're looking for or exactly what you're putting out as an email, you'll get a way better conversion rate of people who are actually interested in that subject.
Exactly.
Right? So
and the last myth, which has to do with the frequency of sending repeat messages, the myth is you don't do that. But in fact, open rates, I think John talked, it's around 25% to open up an email or an open email rate. If you have, and here's the key, it cannot be spammy, but if it's a valuable offer that's targeted to the right type of client and potential client, if it is properly targeted, you actually can send it more than once to reinforce that message for
you. Yeah, so, you know, the challenge is you don't know if your audience or people who are in the list will actually open your email.
Mm-hmm.
They might have hundreds of emails that day and they might just skip it.
Yep.
Or it may go into the spam folder, or it may go into the junk folder. So you never know if it's actually being delivered properly, right? So just, you have to be aware of making sure that you try different things.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't work the first time, do the same offer again to test it, right? And you may have a different audience clicking through that didn't click through in the first place.
Mm-hmm. And right? They may have, as you say, with just because life and the number of emails coming through, they may have missed it the first time. But again, as long as it's a valuable offer, that resending can be very powerful to improve your open rate.
Yeah, so email marketing, there's a lot of myths out there. It's very effective when you have a really good list.
Mm-hmm.
target list, yep. Know your audience, figure out who to really attract and know what kind of offer or reason why you're sending that email.
Exactly. So thank you for your time today. John, thank you for your input. I hope you, watching our podcast today, picked up a couple interesting tips and tricks that you can use, and we'll see you again another day. John, thank you.
Thank you.
And see you again at Local SEO Today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our latest podcast. Please subscribe to Local SEO Today and tune in to our next episode.